Hey everybody, welcome back to the Ag 20 Files. I'm Logan.
I'm Technical Difficulties.
Hopefully we got it figured out. If you want to know what we're talking about, stay tuned after the music, and you can hear a little bonus snippet of us not being on the same page. So we're going to rewatch The Acolyte. We're going to do a little commentary track for every episode. We're starting with episode one. I'm going to say 3, 2, 1. Jacob's going to press play. You can watch along if you want, or you can just listen to us talk about it. Either way, we're finally getting around to The Acolyte. So 3, 2, 1, play. So what's it not working? Oh, yeah, it worked.
The subtitles on.
Yeah. Have we talked about this opening?
I think we have. But I love it.
Yeah, me too.
I wonder whose idea it was.
I wish they'd, like, you know the way Marvel adds stuff?
Yeah.
I wish they would add stuff. Like for The Acolyte, they should have added, like, something in there, you know, for this Acolyte specific. I like that it was not a crawl, that it was just 100 years before the rise of the Empire. Instead of doing the, like, typical crawl thing. So we do get the pan down, though. That's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Do they ever actually say the name of this world?
I don't know.
U-E-D-A? Uda? Uda?
Yeah. I think he does. I think they do talk about it.
Am I the only one, or, like, when she walks under the pillar thing, were you like, hey, those things are in The Force Awakens?
Yeah, I thought that too.
Yeah. Like, I don't know why I associate them so much with The Force Awakens. I think because of, like, we knew so much about, like, her in the little market area. Like, there were so many picks and stuff before. It is nice that we get a cantina kind of sequence, though, with
and no digital aliens.
Yeah. So Carrie Ann Moss as a Jedi was one of the things that really got me excited for this show. And not to jump too far ahead, but holy hell, what a letdown that turned out to be. I mean, I love her, and not just because of The Matrix. I think she's great. But this scene is great, but, like, yeah, she's not in the show after this.
Yeah.
It's so disappointing. And immediately I didn't like this character. We don't know her name right now, like, and at some point we think her name is Osha, but immediately I just didn't like her. Like, even as a bad guy, I was just like, it's like she's a child, man. Attack me with all your strength.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought this was, like, it's a cool fight scene, but her, yeah, there's just something off about it.
I think Carrie Ann Moss is really good. I don't think that this actress is bad as the other character, which I guess that's spoilery, but I mean, the show came out a year ago. So
yeah.
Her as a bad guy never works in any of it for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can talk about it more as we go. But I thought Carrie Ann Moss did great in her little bit here. Like, I buy the stoic Jedi, I'm not gonna fight you until she puts other people in danger thing.
Yeah. Which she's beat up quite a few people.
Yeah.
This is a little bit of a jump, but I didn't like the line, a Jedi doesn't, what did she say? A Jedi doesn't pull her weapon unless she intends to kill or something. I was like, what?
It seems like this really pointed thing of, like, oh yeah, cops don't pull their gun unless they intend to shoot people.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Maybe at this point in the history of the Jedi, but as viewers of Star Wars, we've lived with the Jedi long enough to be like, no, man, they just be whipping out their lightsabers for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, Qui-Gon opens doors.
Like, they, it's just like, huh. It's like the Star Wars version of, you know, like, well, I mean, you don't because you're not on dating apps because you're married. But, like, yeah, it's just like, hey, you want to see my lightsaber? Like, just all the time.
Okay, so she says you. So she obviously recognizes her. Does she think she's Osha?
I think so, yes. But
she's there when they're split up, right? She knows there's two.
Yeah, but they all think that the other one died.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So,
she pulled out her lightsaber because she's defending herself. So, she's, yeah. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. One of the biggest problems with this show is the dialogue.
Yeah.
It like, they say things that don't make sense in regards to what they're doing. So, and like, we find out down the road, like, why this character believes the things that she believes, but it still just doesn't make a lot of sense. This, I thought, was a brilliant piece of, like, writing for an action set piece on, like, how to take her down. Like, you have to catch her saving somebody else and distracted to kill her.
Yeah.
I really thought that was well done. But also I was pissed that she died.
Yeah.
Like, in the first episode, the one person I was like, I cannot wait to see Carrie Moss beating people up as a Jedi, dead in the first episode. So mad, man.
Yeah, I don't know. And it happened fast, too.
Yeah. It's not even like, I know you didn't watch a lot of Game of Thrones, but, like, I think you watched at least, like, the first season.
I watched all of it eventually.
Oh. Well, you know, like, and I'm saying they should have killed her at the end of the season, but, like, in the first season of Game of Thrones, they build up to a major... in the first episode, they build up to a major character almost dying. Like, the first episode ends with them pushing that kid out the window.
Yeah.
This episode starts with the death of who we thought was going to be a major character. And that's so disappointing.
Also, that idiot, why would you not have gotten your child out of there?
I don't know.
She just beat up the entire bar or cantina.
The first time when you were watching this, do you remember if you thought that this was the same person or not?
I don't think I did.
Yeah, me either. I immediately was like, oh, this is going to be a trick. She's going to have, like, a twin, or it's going to be something.
Well, it'd have been funny if they turned the show into me, myself, and Irene, and she was schizophrenic.
Yeah. I mean... It probably would have been for a better show. So one thing this show does do that every Star Wars show we've gotten and movie, I think we've gotten, is give us a new droid and then make us absolutely love that droid.
Yeah.
Because while I don't love either one of these characters, I do think the good sister is a little bit better. Pip is awesome, and I want a Pip.
Yeah.
Hey, look, it's the Trade Federation. So here's a question for you. I understand why they did it from a PC standpoint, but why do these versions of this alien race speak better basic than the ones we get in episode one?
They're more cultured.
It doesn't make any sense. They only did it so they didn't sound like as blatantly like racist as people accuse those characters in episode one of sounding. Also, mechanics is a weird, like, thing to call mechanics.
Yeah. We can hear you. I do like OSHA.
Yeah.
The early OSHA, I guess.
Yeah, she gets a little annoying later on, I think. But for the most part, like the first handful of episodes, I'm with you. I really liked OSHA. Like the things she says, what she does, like it all kind of makes sense. It's I kind of lose her when she gets more in line with the Jedi. And I'm like, yeah, it's just losing me. So
yeah.
I think the spacings look really good. I know we don't get very many of them, but rewatching it and knowing her history, and like, because if you don't know, her reaction to the fire is so weird.
Yeah.
It's just like, put the fire out, lady. You're going to kill everybody.
It's kind of like, I don't know if this is foreshadowing, but the fact that it's on fire, she has a little flashback, and now there's a Jedi showing up. So.
Yeah.
Which he's kind of douchey, look, anyways.
I know a lot of people had a problem with it. I kind of like that they made these specific Jedi just like, yeah, douchey,
snooty, like,
yeah, it's so
arrogant.
Yeah,
I think that was the point. And see, I think that that's what they wanted to do with this show, but they took it too far, I think.
Yeah,
or maybe not too far, just in the wrong direction. Well, obviously, he's using the Jedi mind trick to.
Yeah,
I get cocky about it.
He's trying to. I mean, we've seen Obi-Wan do similar stuff, like even younger Obi-Wan, but like he's so smug about it, man.
Yeah,
it's just like, dude. Come on, you're playing with somebody's mind and you're just going to be smug about it?
Yeah.
And Yord is a stupid name.
Yeah.
It's like, I made Knight 2 years ago. Not that you'd know anything about that because you left the Order.
So he thinks that she's killed the...
Right, and this is how he's... Like, I get, like, he is being stoic, but, like, I don't know, man. If you thought she killed another Jedi, if you really thought that, I feel like you wouldn't just be in there waiting for her without any kind of anything. Very strange. It's one of the problems with the show, like, the actions are not as well thought out as they should be. Like, people do things that don't make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Her makeup looks great, though. I forget the Padawan. I forget what her name is.
I don't remember either.
The creature effects do really look pretty good throughout the whole show.
Yeah.
Her circumstances were unique.
You lost your entire family. Just throw it in my face.
Yeah, he's so smug. I for the entirety of the show, I did not like him at all. Which the actor, I mean, that's what he's doing. That's the point.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you're supposed to like him. So, yeah. He's been in a few things that I did really like. The creator of this show, she did a show called Russian Doll that he was in that's on Netflix that I really like. So a little thing that came out in the last like week or so about the Acolyte, it was the most watched Star Wars show on Disney Plus last year. And still it was canceled. So that's interesting.
And then they brought this guy just left his kid and everything.
Yeah. What a piece of crap, man.
Well, I'd recognize her from anywhere. I don't remember what his voice sounded like, but that's what I... Yeah, that's her. Get her.
He kind of sounds like, what's his name on... is it Jack or Jex or Dex? Dex.
Dex. Oh, yeah, on Kamino? Yeah. I mean, on Dex's Diner or whatever?
Yeah. Cloners.
It's a kind of cool looking ship, though.
Yeah, I like the ship design in this show. They're a little bit different. So here's a question for you. Well, I guess we'll get to that in a minute because we'll see her on that transport in a minute. So Coruscant, which I feel like they could have shown us something a little bit more familiar to be like, hey, look, it's Coruscant. But it's just like one of the Jedi training temples with the kids.
Hey, it's the guy from Squid Games.
I've never watched Squid Games.
It's terrible. Don't watch it. Now we're going to get deleted. I mean, you canceled because I said that.
I have no interest in it. I do think that it's fun. It's not funny, but like all these kids are like talking about the Force in kind of peaceful metaphors, and that there's one kid who's like, it's like death and destruction.
Yeah.
Like all this, fire. And he's like, I see fire. Yeah. Or she, sorry, she. he's just like, oh, great, another one. I do think he's really good in the show.
Yeah. I liked him. Didn't like her.
Yeah. From the jump, I didn't like her. Like, she's playing politics. And I really don't like that.
Vernessa, is that what?
Yeah, Vernestra or something Nestra. Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's the character is from, so this is High Republic era. She's been in other High Republic stories, but I mean, this is the only live action High Republic thing we have. So this is her first appearance in film or television. But yeah, she's like a known character. She's 116 at this time.
Jeez.
Yeah.
But she obviously has dementia.
Maybe she's they're like a Yoda race. So where Yoda 900 years old.
950 or something. Yeah.
I was trying to look for some more. See, the original take on this show was to explore the world of the Jedi, but from the point of view of the villains, which is interesting. But all we see is the Jedi.
Our political enemies could use it against us.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate that. I mean, I get it. And, like, it makes sense for the show. It's just like, okay. Like, this is 100 years before the Empire, and we're already seeing, like, yep, the seeds of, like, the Jedi being corrupted. They're all there.
So obviously, Palpatine's not been born yet, right?
Right. Um,
convict one groaning. So I don't remember this part. I didn't rewatch it before we watched it.
So here's my question. They went to arrest her, and instead of bringing her back to the Jedi on their ship, they then put her on a separate prison ship.
Hang on, is that a street shark right there?
Yeah, it looks like a street shark.
Oh, so it's not on their ship?
No.
This makes no sense.
This is what I'm saying, man. Like, if you think about things, it's just like, why is she on a separate ship? When did she get put on a separate ship? Because there weren't two ships. There was just one ship. Hmm. Like, the story starts to fall apart from a narrative standpoint. People want to be like, oh, it's woke. Oh, it's, and, you know, whatever. If that's what you think, whatever. But that's not why the show isn't any good.
What is this guy?
I guess he's like, what's his name? Lando's buddy.
So he just whistled at the pilots? Yeah, and why I guess are the pilot seats?
Yeah, the droids turn into seats. So, yeah, it's very, the whole ship is manned by droids. Ugh. So they electronically take over the ship. And they're going to, all the prisoners are going to break out and get in the escape pods because they think that's going to save them. I don't know where they think they're going to go in escape pods because those only have a limited distance.
Yeah, they don't have hyperspace capabilities. So.
Yeah, so I don't know where they thought they were going. But yeah. Bye-bye, Jedi Killer. She refused to help them escape, so they're just leaving her behind. So, but...
Oh, all got in the same escape pod?
Yeah, so, like, it's also not going to go very far because you put a lot of weight in that thing. So, there's Pip, so... And this is how disconnected from the Force she is. Like, she can't even... She can't get Pip.
Which is crazy because I was thinking about this the other day. Jod is still able to use the Force, but he wasn't even really trained.
Right.
So, but,
is it an intentional thing? You know what I mean?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, well, obviously he practiced it enough to keep it.
Yeah.
But like Luke and Osha, like, separated themselves from it.
Yeah.
Which still doesn't make. I mean, I don't know really why she did it, but
yeah. I mean, I guess just out of like bitterness. So Pip, the droid here. Do you remember this little handheld like football game?
Yeah.
Doesn't Pip kind of look like that old football game?
Yeah.
So I love this. She's going to escape. She was like, I can't just leave this guy to die because the ship is crashing. She rescues him from this little starfish thing, whatever it is. He freaks out.
He's dressed as a Wookiee.
Escape pod and then leaves without her. So now she's crash landing with the ship.
Not to worry, we're still flying half a ship.
I like this part too. She's trying to get herself strapped in, and there's this whole like, you know, when you like yank the seatbelt too hard.
Uh-huh.
It's a whole modern day, like, she keeps yanking the seatbelt too hard thing and she can't get strapped in. I was like, I relate to that. Look, an ice planet. We don't see enough of those. So she crash lands on, it's called Karlak, I think, which we actually see in the Clone Wars, an episode called A Friend in Need. That's it's part of the, I think it's part of the Mandalorian arc. Anyway, yeah. So it's not the first time we've seen that planet, but. So do you know who this is?
I don't.
So that's Daphne Keene that played X-23 in Logan.
Oh, really? Deadpool
Wolverine. Yeah.
Dang.
This show came out last year. Deadpool Wolverine came out last year. I swear to God, she's a foot taller than Deadpool Wolverine.
Yeah.
Right, didn't the show come out last year?
I don't remember when it came out.
Wasn't it 2024?
Here, I'll look real quick.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it hadn't been 2 years since this show came out. Like, did we not talk about Star Wars for 2 whole years? So, they escaped in escape pods, and the Republic immediately got them. Like, they went nowhere. See, this is how you use the force suggestion. Like, he's like, quiet your mind, you know, tell me what happened. Like, smug bastard is just like, you know, so manipulative with it.
Yeah.
So, I was reading the reviews on IMDb, and they're all like, the first 5 minutes of the show were amazing. I don't know what happened after that. So, not 5 minutes ago, she's like, the politicians can't find out that one of our own was killed by an ex-Jedi. It won't be good for us. Now she's like, you can't go after her. Like, what?
Yeah.
You just told him you needed his help and his discretion. And he's like, I'll go track her down. She's like, no, you're too valuable. Why is he too valuable? What is he doing? We just saw him training kids. What are you talking about, lady? Why wouldn't you send him? Like, he knows what happens. I'm pretty sure she knows what really happened on that planet too, which we'll talk about eventually. So why wouldn't you send him? Why would you risk anybody else finding out what happened?
That pole right there looks like it's from the garbage thing from A New Hope.
Shut down all the trash compactors.
Yeah, the trash compactor.
On the detention level.
I wonder if that's supposed to... Surely that's supposed to look like that.
I mean, yeah. It's probably I don't want to say my least favorite. Like, that big shot of the ship, I think, looks terrible.
Yeah. It looked pretty fake.
And now she's seeing visions.
I was about to say, who's standing in the doorway?
Yeah, she's seeing visions of somebody. I can tell you where it goes, but... So he's also bringing his Padawan who doesn't know what really happened. So that's endangering someone else, which I get it. That's your Padawan, but like, you know, this is going to be really dangerous, and she already killed one Jedi. So, and you know,
Ben Solo over here.
Yeah. I should have brought OSHA in myself. I apologize for my error. Yeah, man. What are you doing? Stupid Yord. With your stupid hair.
Yeah. No comment.
For the record, I don't think dreads are stupid. I think his dreads are stupid.
Yeah.
I like her hair. I guess it's braids, not dreads, but still.
Do we know why she left the order?
Not yet. You do find out, though.
Okay.
I won't spoil it for you since you don't remember. Honestly, I don't know that I'm 100% clear on it anymore either. You just found out she has a sister, or had a sister. You get a little bit more information as it goes. But this is flashback to Brendock, which is where they were born. You'll find that out later. And then the fire, which we'll find more out about later.
Ryan started the fire.
Dude, if this whole thing started because somebody left their bagel in the toaster oven too long, that would have been great.
What was it? It wasn't a bagel. It was
what was it? I don't remember now. I haven't watched that early episodes in so long.
I want to say a quesadilla, but it's not a quesadilla either. Oh, I gotta look it up now.
So May and Osha, twin sisters, which we've seen twins in Star Wars before. And so May just said, yes, she's there and she's going to kill them all. And then she wakes up from another bad dream. So none of that was, quote, real.
Side note. Ryan started the fire by leaving his cheese pizza in the toaster oven set to oven instead of toaster.
Yeah.
Cheese pita. Get you every time.
Stupid pita bread.
Pita.
Yeah. So I like the design of that ship too, man.
Yeah.
I really like the ship design in this show. Also, she, and I swear to God, three times in this episode, she's like, permission to speak freely. Like, yeah, man, just say what's on your mind. So she starts asking about Osha. And if you pay attention here, he starts telling her like how they came into each other's lives. And he mentions her sister. So, Yord knew Osha really well, and Yord didn't know that she had a twin sister.
Hmm.
So, like, see his reaction?
I knew everything.
Or he might have known he knew she had a sister. He didn't know they were twins.
Twins.
So, like, that is your first hint that, like, there were some truths that weren't told.
Yeah.
So, I imagine twin force users is a pretty special thing. So
when they're created.
Yeah. And like why did Osha never mention it? Why has it, like, you know what I mean? Like, they were friends.
Yeah, and it Jedi just mind never came up.
So again, I know I'm beating a dead horse. I like that design, man. Where it just like uncouples from the bigger ship and you get this little transport. Like, I don't know. I just think it's cool.
Gotta go.
Yeah. She knows they're coming for her. Like, there's no way she could have survived this. Like, he's such a douche, man. He's like, well, scavengers, obviously. Bro. Did you see anybody when you were coming in?
Wait, where's his Padawan at?
Oh, they just leave her behind.
Because he's a Jedi Knight too, right?
Yeah. Like, they get to take Sol's Padawan, but Yord's just gets left behind.
She didn't want to send Sol because she knew they have a connection. Well, so does Yord.
Well, she didn't want to send Sol, she said, because he was too valuable.
Oh, so Yord's not valuable. Okay, I see.
Yeah, Yord. Clearly, Yord is not valuable. But why? That's still, like, why was Sol so valuable? What was he doing that he couldn't break away to go get this Jedi killer. So, and they find her real quick, man.
You're seeing why he's so valuable.
Yeah.
And this dude pulls out his lightsaber, and the first line of the freaking show is...
Yep, exactly, man. So, and clearly the show creator and director of this episode are fans of the Harrison Ford movie. What's it called? The I Didn't Kill My Wife. I don't care. And then he jumps off the... What is the name of the... No, I can't think of the name of the movie. Not The Prisoner. The
Fugitive,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, this is an interesting nod to Harrison Ford in a Star Wars show to do the Fugitive thing. I didn't do it. Like, okay. And she doesn't jump. She slips and falls. But, like, come on, man.
Yeah. Good job, really, Pip.
Yeah, I like Pip. So
that was an aggressive come.
Yeah, it's an aggressive pull, man.
But it wasn't, and it didn't really translate. It was...
He's so happy to see her. She killed somebody.
That he's alive.
Yeah. And like,
this is how Anakin should have handled it.
Yeah, it's such a quick result.
And he still has his lightsaber out.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it's for lighting.
Let me help you see. What they need is a Sith Wayfinder here.
Mm.
I didn't like this part. Jedi live a dream they believe everyone shares. You hear this other character talking, like, in May, like, walking up on him. I was like, it was supposed to be ominous, but none of this makes any sense. Solar laser are no threat to them, but an acolyte.
Yeah.
An acolyte kills without a weapon. Like,
but she stabbed her in the chest.
Yeah.
With a weapon.
Yeah, like, I'm telling, like, the dialogue is just...
Yeah. Not
good, man. Like, the villain dialogue especially. It's just not good.
Yeah.
So
this is supposed to be, I mean, jumping ahead, obviously, Darth Plagueis's little...
I guess that was the plan, was to introduce him and, like, kind of do, like, that version, like, showing how he kind of rose... up and like set things in motion, and but it just doesn't, it didn't work off the bat. So
yeah, that's kind of always been my problem with the Sith and their lore or whatever, is like, oh, they're putting all their eggs in the basket on Palpatine. Like, obviously he wanted what he wanted. They all want what they want, which is power, you know, whatever. Yeah. But it's just, the Sith doesn't really, I don't know. Now, have you ever watched any of the video game, The Old Republic? Not Knights of the MMORPG or whatever it's called?
No.
You need to watch those. Those are freaking amazing. The videos and stuff from them, but they show, I mean, it's like 1,000 years before this or 2,000 years before this, and there's, you know, 500 Sith fighting Jedi, so it's like, you know, the Sith strong years, I guess, or whatever. But anyways, I just, the fact, and I guess the whole point is the Jedi are complacent and they're arrogant now and whatever, but the fact that two or three Sith can just like throw a wrench into everything so
easily. I mean,
easily.
Yoda says, like, well, the dark side clouds everything, like, not just your own judgment, but like everything. Like,
yeah.
But I'm with you on, like, Palpatine kind of gets a pass from me because the way he was doing it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
He was using the politics against
yeah.
him.
It wasn't in your face.
Yeah.
Until it was in your face. But even then, it's not. He's not really in your face. He's behind the scenes guy. Like,
yeah.
Because throughout, like, well, crap, even in Return of the Jedi, he sits in a chair. He never gets up. He only gets up for 2 seconds. And then he gets thrown over. And he's probably this is why I didn't want to get out of my chair.
He doesn't even call for the vote. The vote of no confidence. Chancellor Vorm. Like, he is always just manipulating so that he doesn't out himself. So he kind, like I said, he kind of gets that pass. And maybe that's what they were trying to do, setting up the Darth Plagueis story. But yeah, I mean, the show just doesn't get there. So, you know, which we'll talk about as we go. So,
yeah.
But yeah. The first two episodes dropped at once, but like watching the first episode. Yeah, man. Like, and this is now the third or fourth time I've watched it. It doesn't hold up to that first 5 minutes, man.
Yeah.
I don't know the next time we get another lightsaber fight. We might get one in episode two, but nothing like that. So, and that wasn't even a lightsaber fight. So
the only one I remember is when they finally fight. I don't even remember what his name was. When he has the helmet on.
Yeah, I always want to say Darth Revan, but it's not Revan.
That's definitely not Revan.
Yeah, but yeah, we'll talk about
Darth Emo.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that actor, Manny Jacinto. I like him.
Yeah, he's good. They just wasted
him,
I think.
Not in this part, man. This is not for him. So,
yeah.
But we'll talk about that some more. So, anyway, that's the first episode. We'll hopefully next week we'll be talking about the second episode. Until then, go follow us on all socials. Just search for the X-Wing Files. That'll be us. Go rate and review us wherever you get the podcast. Check us out, xwingfiles.com. Go look at everything else we're doing. And we'll be back soon with a commentary for the Acolyte episode 2. Until then, may the Force be with you.
Okay, I don't know what to say here because, can't say I've heard of no Atten. we have whatever.
The Acolyte doesn't have a. There's no. You can say, I didn't do it, because that's all she says throughout the whole show. It wasn't me. 'Recording. I can't hear you. Say something.
Something?
Oh, okay. I don't know why the sound drops out like that. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the X-Wing Files. I'm Logan.
I'm Jacob.
And it's just us today because nobody else wants to talk about the Acolyte. So we're going to do episode by episode the Acolyte. Gonna do commentary tracks, so if you want to watch along, I guess we'll tell you when we're gonna press play. And the first episode's about 40 minutes, and we're just gonna press play and talk about what we're watching, and see what happens. It's what, 6-8 episodes?
I think it's 8. Yeah.
Yeah. So that might get us to Andor. I don't know when the season premiere of Andor is, but if it doesn't, then I guess we'll pick another show to talk about. So,
yeah.
I'm trying to think of what else we haven't talked about. What might be fun is if he'll sit down and do it. Did y'all watch Rebuild the Galaxy?
I watched some of it, but Hudson, I think, watched all of it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. So, it's strange and definitely for kids. But anyway, we can talk about that later. So, I guess I'll say 3, 2, 1, and then you can press play.
Okay.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Yay, the Acolyte. Not really yay. Episode 1, Lost/Found. Did you notice that, like, some of the episodes have the, like, word/word names, and then some of them don't?
No, I didn't notice that.
Yeah. I was like, oh, this is going to be the naming convention for the show. Like, that this thing that they do. And then they just drop it for some episodes, which I didn't get. So, is it playing?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't see it. Why can't I see anything?
Oh, you can't see it?
No.
Technical difficulties. Maybe because I put full screen? I don't know. Can you see that?
Nope.
Mother trucker.
So we might be restarting.
Yeah.
Hmm. Do you think it won't let us share?
Well, it worked last time. I'm only on the laptop. I don't have it. Here, let me try to...
I mean, I can pull it up and watch it on my end.
No, I kind of like doing the screen share thing. That way we're on the same page for sure.
I see it's telling me the language, like the subtitles, but I can't see the words.
The picture?
Yeah.
That's strange. Because it worked last time, didn't it?
Yeah, when you hover over it, I can see it.
Oh. Here. Well, I don't have it set up the same as last time, so maybe... What the heck was that? A mouse trap?
You got mice? Mice is in your house?
It's because of where we live.
Yeah.
It's really annoying.
Oh, now I can see it.
That's so strange.
What happened?
I plugged in the HDMI cord.
Oh. Right, well, maybe it has something to do with the HDMI. Do you want to restart it or
yeah,
just go from here?
Here, I'll just restart it. Here, let's do this, though. I'm going to drag you over here. Yes, I know I'm being recorded.
All right, so false start. Have you played any more Marvel Rivals?
I have not.
Yeah. Like, I'd like to play with somebody who knows how to play those games, so maybe they could teach me how to play the game.
Yeah, I don't really know how to play them. I mean, obviously, it's two teams. The problem that, because it's kind of a newer thing, the way that those versus go, because you have, like, a tank class, you have... A support class, a healer class, all that, and that just gets way too complicated for me.
Yeah, that was my problem. I was like, I don't understand what I'm looking at.
Yeah, because now I'm at the age where I don't have time to learn.
Yep.
How to play that, and I'd rather spend my time enjoying what I am playing.
Yeah, that's why platformers are like my go-to now. Like,
yeah.
Because it's like, okay, yeah, a character might can level up and, like, learn new abilities, but it's not like I have to learn a whole bunch of stuff up front. You may or may not appreciate this. I just dropped not a lot of money, actually. I bought, I want to say it was $100 for these three games on Nintendo Switch. It was the original Spyro trilogy, the original Crash Bandicoot trilogy, and the new Crash Bandicoot game. I got all... So technically, it's 7 games for $100.
Yeah, I think those are on Xbox Game Pass.
Yeah, I don't have the Game Pass. So
yeah.
And I like the cartridges. I know that's old school. And
oh, you got the physical copy.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. They had them on sale in the Switch store too for probably about the same price, but like Amazon had them marked down. It was like, get all three for $100, and I was like, yeah, it's technically seven games though. Like that's a lot of games for $100.
Yeah.
So
I'm glad we restarted because I gotta pee. I'll be right back.
All right.